Kia ora and welcome back to the Daring Poppy channel, everyone. Today is Sunday, the 29th of November 2020, and it's Sunday evening. We're on the eve of the spectacular full moon lunar eclipse in Gemini, and here in Aotearoa that's occurring at 5:16 a.m. tomorrow morning. So got a few little plans up my sleeve. I might disappear somewhere special for that. It feels too auspicious just to sleep through, so I'll give everyone an update on the other side if I manage to pull off what I'm hoping to. And we're up to episode 113. I haven't decided what I'm going to call this yet. I'm sort of swinging towards honoring this amazing stellium, this triple conjunction that's happening at the moment with Jupiter, Saturn and Pluto. But anyway, I'll decide upon that once I've gathered a little bit more water under the bridge. And hopefully folks have managed to go and have a look at Tania Gabriel's amazing YouTube clip that got posted in episode 112, and that's a really precious insight into this moment in time. And I feel like a lot of the last week, it's been 5 days since I last podcast, and I wasn't really sure whether I was going to record another one before this full moon event, and it just felt like a very natural sort of culmination of the last few days. Made me feel like today I would really like to fire off another pod and circulate some of the more recent information. So really what this moment in time symbolizes for many evolved people on the planet is a time of reflection, and it's about the opportunity and the symbol, just the deeper symbolism of these planetary players in our heavens. So 4,000 years ago was a time of overthrow on this planet, and it was the overthrow of the divine feminine archetype. And as followers will be aware, as we're all managing to do our own homework, that this time is once again, 4,000 years on, is a time of the great awakening of the divine feminine. So there's great support that's assisting us and aiding us on many unseen levels to actually support this transition and resurrection, is the way I see it, because it's bringing that alignment back into what's been out of balance. And nothing will stop what's coming. This is a divine union moment of sexual symbiosis. And this is Mother Earth having her moment in time, and in alignment with that, all evolved beings co-creating in that moment of great awareness and revelation. So these last 4,000 years have been nothing short of a rich man's trick, and essentially what began 4,000 years ago was the cover-up of, well, the hiding of information, the burning of great libraries, and the control of the printing press. So essentially, this was all about the takeover of the idea of information. So we got a shallow version of information that wasn't steeped in wisdom and mystery teachings. So that's why information is all powerful right now. This is all about becoming aware with quality information, and then each individual will bring their unique signature of interpretation. And essentially, if we've all got that golden focus about what those guiding principles are, we end up with a wonderful diverse melting pot of co-creation. Is really, I believe we're just going to hear that more and more in the days to come, because we're going to really realise the full potential of what it is to create. We're moving on from this three-dimensional rigidity and that reductionist mentality that wanted to sabotage this moment in time. So, mighty, mighty things to look forward to. And consciousness is always about navigating and moving towards greater awareness, and ultimately that is to become an initiate. And we don't have to go anywhere to devote our lives in any monasteries, as was done in the past, and following gurus, and those times have come and gone. This is about being self-initiated through conscious conviction and just motivating to that love source, people. It's really very simple, but as we're finding out, that is the greatest hurdle for a lot of people, because essentially people don't love themselves, and that's the shortfalling, because you're never going to fulfill that challenge, that quest, if you like, to be our own hero. And it's drawing on that limitless reservoir of divine archetypes. No one's here telling people what clothes to wear, or what flavour food to like, or what genres of music. That's all totally to be celebrated. But it is those principles, the moral fibre, that will be not negotiable. That's what is our guiding light. And when we follow those wonderful paths that have been treaded by our wonderful ancestors and gifted to us through the wisdom teachings, we know we're onto a winning thing, and we can really just trust and relax that everything's going to be safe, and everyone's pulling their weight, and we're all going to slip into that slipstream, and our precious children will have that wonderful future that we all long for them to inherit and pass on to generations to come. So what I'd just like to do in starting, just while we're on the note of this stellium, I'll just like to read off Tania Gabriel's channel, just in some of her descriptions. She's noted here, with the stellium of Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto in Capricorn, culminating this weekend, we are experiencing a shift of major proportions. These three planets have not joined together in Capricorn in 4,000 years. Oneness in astrology is experienced as a conjunction, when one or more planets merge together in the exact same place in the heavens. For this triple conjunction or stellium, the planets are Jupiter, which is offering divine wisdom, joy, justice, expansion, gratitude. Saturn, bringing being responsible and responsive with maturity. Pluto, uncovering and purging the shadow manifests empowerment. Sorry, that didn't quite read properly. Uncovering and purging. The shadow manifests empowerment. Okay, so essentially the message is that the divine is in everyone. Remembering the power of the entire infinite universe is present in your heart. There is nothing on this earth that is not divine, that is not part of the oneness. What you feel, what you are conscious of, impacts not just you, but everyone. The stellium of Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn in Capricorn asks that we take the lead and change our life and how we perceive life forever. Jupiter is particularly connected to this time of year, being Thanksgiving, is the symbol of gratitude and joy. Okay. So as always, it's an honour to honour you, Tania Gabriel. My life's absolutely been enriched by these wonderful expertise that Tania has dedicated her life to really just being such a wise elder on this planet at this moment in time. And it's a real honour to share her work. Alrighty, now next, I've really had a week of just, it's been a continuation of that holding pattern as talked about in the last episode. Definitely been a time to draw on patience, and it's no wonder patience is a virtue, because it really does bring some of our greatest tests in life, needing to be patient. There's been a lot of purging going on for me in my life, and that's felt really cathartic. It's really afforded me to have a lot of rest, and yeah, just it's been a blessing to be able to have the choices and the freedoms to be able to just surrender whenever those moments have arisen in the last 5 or so days. So a lot of what's surfaced is to do with Joseph Gregory Hallett, King John III, and on Greg's channel, his YouTube channel called King of UK, there's just been probably half hour odd video clips put up of Greg reading out some official documents, and this is all to do with finding Jacob's pillow and restoring common law. So I'm just wading my way through those. I've listened to a couple and they're very repetitive, but I see it as something official that Greg has needed to put out. And that was back on the 27th, 28th of November that that all came to light. So Jacob's pillow is the coronation stone, the stone of the kingdoms of Israel and Ireland. So this has been very pivotal. I'm going to put up another link. Oh yes, there's actually a really neat video that Greg produced of him going to find that stone in Scotland. So this is all history in the making, people, and he believes he's found it, and it might be too far-fetched for a lot of people. I resonate with it because I know it's all about the stone and the philosopher's stone and whatnot. So this is just going to go show Hollywood up to be the farce that it has been, people. We didn't need Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. We had the real thing going on in our own backyard. So I really look forward to the day that Greg is welcomed back to our shores and justice is restored for one and all. So hats off to Greg. People have got no idea what that man has been doing behind the scene. And he is going to be an absolutely amazing leader to have leading the way forward as we rebuild this planet. And it will be with a lot more coming into play than we are aware of. But essentially, to the best of my knowledge, this New Zealander is coming up trumps. So we'll look forward to what's going to unfold in the next few days. I really don't believe it's going to take long for some great announcements to be made. Okay, now what I'd like to do today with links, I'm going to put up two more little cue links. That one of them's off Trust the Plan, Where We Go One, Where We Go All channel. And that's a QAnon trailer from back in March last year, which was too good not to post. And another one I've just discovered from May this year, it's off the channel Truth for Freedom. And that one's headed Welcome to the Q Age. So they're very comforting at this moment in time to really just get a real feel for this explosion of where we go one, we go all fever. It really is contagious. Look forward to the day it catches on down under. Okay, Alan Wallace, lovely friend up there in Wales, he's posted how to find the Milky Way all year round. So that's a great clip. I've watched that already and loved every inch of it. So that's really a blessing to be able to share with everyone. The Higher Truth Rises, there's just a body of invaluable information rolling off that YouTube channel, so I'll be posting more from there. With much gratitude to all the incredible work that that gentleman, he's very emotionally involved with his love of this planet, and it's quite pertinent right now because I've heard through the grapevine that Jacinda Ardern is making some announcement tomorrow to do with a climate emergency. So naturally, followers of this channel who are very aware of what's happening in our heavens will be very curious to see what our Prime Minister is going to pull out from her sleeve. And I won't comment too much more until we hear what it is, but it really is just another layer of the trick and fear tactics, and there's a lot to be concerned about as in what's happening, but you've got to come at this from the right angle, and these globesters are gangster, just the trickery of hiding from us the higher truth. So it's really quite timely to be able to put up the Higher Truth channel link I'm putting up today, because it really is showing that the life on this planet, whether it's aquatic creatures or bird life, flora and fauna, has taken a massive hit in recent years, and this chap's really concerned. He doesn't factor in a lot of the other angles that I look and examine and share on this channel. So really, essentially, to round that off, I'd say that imagination is going to come through, and our imaginations will be our self-fulfilling prophecies according to our capacity to imagine our way out of the mess we're in. And yeah, so prophecies, a lot of people are really tripping over biblical prophecies and different, you know, Edgar Cayce and Nostradamus and all these various prophecies that have been predicted over the decades and centuries and the like. So I'm still inspiring people and encouraging people to know the power of your own divine consciousness in this moment. So yeah, just keep holding those thoughts for the moment and not buying into the fear and the terror of what was playing out. Lovely Mark on Wages World, he's doing overtime at the moment, he can't help himself, and rightly so, but I'm incredibly appreciative of what he's enabling me to be aware of and keep really comforted in the knowing that there is a monumental shift of all dynamics on all electromagnetic levels. Mr. MBB333, he's posted a clip up about it's headed strong solar winds reveal what's really lurking in the atmosphere. And he referred to it looked like a green mothership. And this is to do with the auroras that are taking place up over the Arctic region, the North Pole. And there's all sorts of anomalies. There's a real dance going on. These are natural self-luminous formations, people. And these really are rewriting the science models right now. They've had to give a name to some of these new formations, and they're called Steves, Steves. And they have a different signature to sprites and the like. So it's like a dance that's happening at the moment, a new dance, a new beat of creation, and really worth taking the time to enjoy and be a part of, because essentially, as we know with the Schumann frequency, this is all about our heart being in sync with Mother Earth's heart, and we help to synchronize and keep things steady as we assimilate these new energies. So very, very privileged to be getting these shots coming in from these wonderful digital astrophotographers and just little knights and maidens around the world that are capturing all these amazing events. So it's a real shame we're not getting anything from the southern hemisphere. There will be a lot being captured down there, but as we know, we're being stonewalled on information coming out from the South Pole at the moment. It's not to say it won't surface, but it's not readily available for us to participate in the now, which I think is a real shame. Alrighty, now, Chave Weather, I'll be putting up the link to their whole channel because that just gives a really incredible overview of what's happening, particularly through the Middle East. Italy's just been wiped out with floods, and it's just epic what's happening with, you know, the waters. Watch the waters. And it's all about emotion, the element of emotion. So I'd say this is all biblical according to that threefold aspect of karma, to do with personal, ethnic, and geological. Mother Earth's having her little flex at the moment to do with karma. So, and I truly believe it's not going to be anywhere near as catastrophic as it could have been. I really feel like we're being led off lightly. So all is about to reveal itself. Okay, Mud Fossil University, lovely Roger, he's put up a recent clip called Immune System Research, Links to Digestion. This is just another lovely affirmation. Many thanks, Roger. Great, stellar work done by you, brother, as always. And is it any wonder, hey, the war has always been on our digestion, rubbish food, and there you go. We find out at the end of the day it all links in with mental ill health, which is why that was all designed for this moment in time, so we would not be coherent and maximizing the potential of this moment of needing to be coherent. Anyway, folks, well, what I'll just do now is I'm going to just read a passage from a lovely, from Reverse ritual. It's called The Passage. This came through fresh today. It's by Hazel. I find her work so inspirational and just really astounding that everything seems so timely with all that, just the things that flow in naturally and support my work, which helps to make my life easy and keep a lovely, just a colourful genre of information flowing in. Okay, so just before I move on to that, I felt compelled to go back and listen to episode 49 and 50 today. Now, they were both recorded on the same day, on the 22nd of July, and they are a really tight little package that I'd really like to encourage listeners to go back and listen to. If you haven't already or you're new to the channel, you won't be wasting your time going back and listening to those two episodes. 49 was called Special Effects, spelled AFFECTS, versus Special Effects, EFFECTS. So this is all about the smoke and mirrors and the just the illusion of gunpowder and fireworks. But yeah, it was just all the power of distraction from the real moment in time, which is right now. So episode 50, Sage Femme, those two will just really stand as a great testament to how far we've all come, where we're all heading together, and just encouraging each other to use those amazing skills of awareness, of knowing why we are in the situation we're in, and the skills to navigate forward. So it's really great to just trust that those have come to the surface today for a reason, and I totally understand why. So please go back and enjoy those just for a little rev up and help keep that wind in everyone's sail at this moment in time. Okay, I might just join two together because I've only got 3 minutes left, and that won't be enough time just to read this last little passage of Reverse Ritual. So I'll just be back with everyone really shortly. Alrighty, so I'll be posting in the Reverse Ritual link today by Hazel in the description box. So I'd just like to read from that today. And Hazel writes, "Yesterday, a unique social sculpture experience by Lucian Dante Lazar transformed the Rudolf Steiner branch and Elderberry's Chicago into a modern Rosicrucian laboratory and temple for what he calls the passage. But first we gathered in the upper room, where after a check-in of the very diverse group, young and old, we heard a bit about Lucian's personal journey, which has steered him to apply the philosophy of anthroposophy to all his artistic gifts. He then led us in a series of movements, which he created and uses to open himself to the etheric realm. This softened the group and prepared us for a holy witnessing of the rendering in colour and form of our group soul, which he did on a large sheet of paper taped to the wall. With deliberation, he would pause and take in the energies of the chamber, seeming to focus at the edge of the sense world to see what was inscribed from our souls there, and using the various pastels, translating it onto the page. All the while, the sun was setting in the western windows, suffusing the room with a neon orange light. Slowly, a series of colours became the image of a human figure, our collective forces in that moment. The dust that formed at the bottom was like reading the ashes of a sacred fire, which gave me thrill bumps, for the signature that was written there was so powerful and rang true somehow, but the meaning of which I cannot put into words. After a series of other mighty and interactive transformative experiences, we were instructed to do a quick write-up of what was living in us. For me, it was like an intimate voyage within, and at the same time beyond, perfectly expressing what the consciousness soul age is calling for. I felt that I was standing at the gate to the future, which beckoned me into an eternal tunnel, and so I wrote. Infinity upon a time. We ripened in the warmth of a freely offered gift. In oneness we wafted until we garnered breath and form, swirling into creation. We reflected the divine and soon fell into the mud so we could learn to fashion it into art. We became the fingers of the gods, all the while boiling in the retort of alchemical alteration, readying us for the mystic marriage with the Christos Sophia. Worship activates our will, so we could tend to the new rose garden, where the wood from the tree of life and the tree of knowledge grow together to form the target for love to land and expand and give us the meaning of the earth. A rose cross renewed, refining us as we forge the being of Anthroposophia, and with the regained cosmic thinking of Michael, we reclaim the threefold working of art, science, and spirituality, head, hands, and heart. Yes, now. We must live this new story and speak it through our soul forces of thinking, feeling, and willing, with wisdom's love, to rend the veil and reveal the unified field of the etheric realm which marries us all and opens humanity to a fresh seeing, a wholesome being, for freedom's purpose. Righty, well, amen to that, sister. Okay, well, it's a real honour to have a little bit more of a finalisation and just really surrendering to all that is greeting us in this moment. And I'll look forward to linking back in on the other side of this almighty, this lunar, this beautiful lunar full moon eclipse in Gemini. So journey well, everyone. This is a tall poppy chiming off for now, wishing everyone lashings of Arahanui.